For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com. Digging for your authentic self, charting your North Star. Today we're talking about digging for your authentic self, charting your North Star. Jack Kornfield says, setting a long-term intention is like setting the compass of our heart. No matter how rough the storms, how difficult the terrain, even if we have to backtrack around obstacles, our direction is clear. Identifying your true purpose or purposes helps you to live your life more authentically. Living inauthentically sabotages you by draining your energy and limiting your beliefs. And when you live authentically, you'll feel lighthearted, joyful, full of energy, passion, and excitement. Last time we distinguished between what we were told was important and what is really essential for us. And that helped us to see where we may be out of alignment. For me, I saw how ignoring my true self ate away at my sense of identity and purpose. And often people's biggest regret when they're dying is that they did not live true to themselves. They lived to other people's expectations, not what truly mattered. The problem is we speed through life, not giving ourselves a chance to feel our heart. We don't create space to truly see others until the rug gets pulled out from under us. And that's why we're taking this time to explore what our hearts really say. Dan Siegel says, pay attention to the inner sensibility. Otherwise, you are adapting to the world as a chameleon to what others think you should be. When you act as a chameleon, you exert a lot of energy trying to figure out what others want you to be, and then to be that person. You miss out on your potential for happiness and for being your best self. The thing is, you don't have to create your North Star. You just have to uncover it. It's already there inside of you, along with your inner wisdom and your inner goodness. It's just covered up with all the things society and family and friends have told you you should be doing or should be important to you. And once you uncover your North Star, you have a compass for your life. You'll know whether or not you're on track. Not the track of success that society may have defined for us, but on track to becoming your best self. Martha Beck says, the track of your life's purpose also has a unique character. It often shows up as a sense of joy and lightness in the body. Our minds are trained by culture to look for things like status and wealth, but our bodies aren't so easily fooled. It may appear as fascination, a strong desire to pay attention to certain topics or phenomena. More than anything, it's a sense that what we're doing is meaningful. Changing a diaper or pulling an all-nighter may not be fun, but when such things lie along the path of our life's purpose, they always feel valuable. Sometimes we focus more on what feels good in the moment than what really feels valuable. And so we miss out. So in my meditation teacher training, I was given the gift of space to honestly look at myself and set my heart's direction, how I wanted to live my life. Something my authentic self could commit to regardless of external circumstances. And it allowed me to see things that I once thought were critical were really no longer important, but were still a driving force in my life. And so I needed to uncover my North Star. And some North Stars are lofty. Michelle Obama is dedicated to solving the problem of childhood obesity. Nelson Mandela wanted to liberate all people from the bondage of poverty, suffering, and discrimination. But others are not so lofty. Some I've found for people where I stand up for issues I believe in and speak for those who cannot speak for themselves. Or I'm determined to leave the world in a better state than it is now. Or my purpose in life is making positive connections with others and enjoying those around me. Maybe it's squeezing every bit of enjoyment out of life. So your North Star, like mine, doesn't have to be lofty. Mine is really more internal than external, because my overarching desire at this point in my life is simply belonging. I want to feel connected. And so I wrote this aspiration in 2018, and it still rings true today. I look at it probably every 6 months or so. And my aspiration is to take off the mask of doing and knowing, have the courage to open myself to uncertainty, suffering, and impermanence. And in doing so, I will find true intimacy, knowing that I have loving awareness in me that I can draw on. So I based my purpose in life, which is kind of to grow in love and understanding. And as I was trying to come up with that, there was a lot of digging. And here's some things I uncovered as I was digging for my authentic self. Not miss out on my life by living in the past or the future. Be able to be with and feel my feelings. Learn self-compassion so I have the strength and courage to be compassionate with boundaries. Learn there's innate goodness, loving awareness in me that I can call on at any time. I can choose my thoughts and how I respond to circumstances. Become aware of my self-talk so I can become a good friend to myself. Shift from living in fight, flight, freeze to living in attend and befriend. Train my mind to be more Velcro for the good and Teflon for the bad. And recognize, savor, and be thankful for the moments of joy in my life. The whole purpose of your North Star is to help you make skillful decisions in each moment. By moving towards your North Star, you bring more happiness to yourself and to others. You may feel more comfortable taking risks because you have a beacon to hone in on if you get off track. So we're going to do a reflection, and how we're going to do it is we're going to take a moment and to go through each of the questions that I sent out on the worksheet. But we're not going to automatically start writing. What we'll do is for each question, I will invite the bell. We'll spend a minute, just letting that question sink in without trying to grasp for anything or without trying to come up with the best answer. Just sit and feel your body, feel what you feel. If you need a pen, I do have a couple.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And then when a minute's up, I'll invite the bell and then give about a minute to so you can jot down whatever you want to jot down. And then we'll move on to the next question. The key thing is when we do an exercise like this, we usually rush through it because we're so used to rushing through our life. So I'm slowing us down so that we really take time to think about it, because it's not your first answer to the question that's the deep one. If we want to dig down, we have to ask ourselves the question over and over again. So the first question, what's the most important thing? What you're going to do is just sit with that. And then when your mind says, okay, I'm done, you say, and what's really the most important thing? And ask it again and again until the minute's up. And sometimes a lot of things will pop up, sometimes nothing will pop up. But just see what it is, and then when I invite the bell after the minute's up, you can jot down your thoughts, and then we'll move on to the next one. So, beginning now, what is the most important thing? You'll want to jot down any thoughts that came up. And we'll move on to the next question, which is, how do you want to grow in your life? Jot down your thoughts. The next question, and again, the first minute, we don't want to be writing because we don't want the answers to come from our head, but from deep down inside of us in our heart. So in the next minute, Just sit with the question, what would make your life more of what you want it to be? You can jot your answers to what would make your life more of what you want it to be. And the next question is, what makes your heart sing? Jot down your answers to what makes your heart sing. And the next question is, what weighs it down, or what weighs you down? jotting down your thoughts about what makes your life sing? Or what weighs your life down? And thinking about all that you've written so far, by what should I set my life's course? What is the compass for my life? And jotting down any ideas of how you set your life's course. And think about whether there's any passions you had in your past that you want to bring back into your life. Maybe a hobby or an interest. And jotting down any ideas that may have come to you. And last but not least, let's answer Mary Oliver's question in her poem, The Summer Day. And the question is, tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? And jotting down any thoughts that came to you about what you want to do with your one wild and precious life. Our North Star helps us to be all that we can be. It is not about being different from who we are. It is uncovering our innate potential, the fullness, and the truth of who we are. The North Star is not another item on our to-do list. It's a guide, so we don't get thrown off course. It allows us to align ourselves when we might act unskillfully, and instead move towards more skillful actions. Every day, reflect on your aspiration, because neurons that fire together wire together. And where attention goes, energy flows.